You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
To remember is to resist. Honduran popular movement remembers teachers murdered by the dictatorship and announces new mobilizations. The popular movement demanding the re-establishment of democracy in Honduras will do a memorial in honor of Professor Roger Vallejo and Martin Florencio Rivera, who were recently murdered by Roberto Micheletti's repressive regime. Vallejo died on Saturday morning after being hospitalized on Thursday and after being shot in the head when the repressive military forces violently evicted a road blockade staged by the people who are peacefully resisting the coup. Several demonstrators were seriously injured that day, including the popular leader and presidential candidate Carlos Reyes, who is still in hospital with broken bones and serious injuries. The other professor who was murdered, Martin Florencio Rivera, was killed with white weapons yesterday morning while he was returning home after Vallejo's funeral. His family announced his funeral will take place today. Several Human Rights International missions that recently visited Honduras published their reports exposing many human rights abuses committed by the de facto regime, such as repression of peaceful demonstrators, extrajudicial executions, and limitation of freedom of speech. Agnes Calamard from British organization Article 19, who defends the media rights, told Reuters news agency that her group had verified that the de facto government had closed down several radio and television stations that criticized the coup. The journalists are receiving threats and are being intimidated through email and phone. There were accusations of extrajudicial killings by the state security forces, she said. Meanwhile, President Zelaya said he would accuse the coup perpetrators before the International Criminal Court of Justice and announced he will travel to Mexico on Tuesday to meet with Mexican President Felipe Calderón. In Honduras, despite the repression, the popular movement continues mobilized and announced that there will be two massive demonstrations on Wednesday to demand the re-establishment of the democratic rule.
You're listening to Real World News.